This is CliffCentral.com.
It is indeed, and a very warm welcome on a rather transitional day, let's say, here in Johannesburg. It is as hot as hell, windless and beautiful, and I believe down the mouth of the city, it is quite the opposite. So wherever you are, a very warm welcome, and thank you for joining us. Of course, my name is Dean Boerter. I run Pride Factor, and we are here on CliffCentral.com for your weekly dose of Inspired Youth SA. So a very warm welcome. Thank you for joining in and listening. We've got some fantastic guests on the show today. Joining us just now will be our main guys, Reef and Kenneth, the man with the silky voice, coming up and joining us and interviewing some phenomenal guests. But I thought I would jump on and take over the microphone for a short while of time, because I've managed to get someone in studio, someone that has been inspirational and someone that has been there for quite a while on the social media side, and is just seeming to grow from strength to strength. So, Rian Furi, welcome to the show.
What's up, Dean? Good to see you.
How are you, sir?
Sure. I've been in Durban, I've been in Cape Town, I've now just arrived in Joburg. I'm here for the next 10 days. It's been a whirlwind of beautiful people and beautiful initiatives. How are you, bro?
And early mornings and late nights.
As expected.
Nicely done. Okay, Rian, so in case anyone doesn't know who you are, firstly, they should be shot. But secondly, more importantly, just give us a little introduction. Who are you, where are you from, where are you going, what's happening?
So I'm from Cape Town, and my focus is on entrepreneurial mindset. So it has got to do with how are you approaching making change in your life and including entrepreneurship as part of that change. Mm-hmm. We're in such an interesting space where if you are under 35, the rules of career and potency and finding your place in life and your potential and your creativity and all the things that make us good, like, how do we put all of that stuff together? And I try and help people find that way.
You seem to be succeeding at a phenomenal and rather inspiring rate. As I said, it's the first time I'm getting to meet you, very fortunately. We're going for a meeting after this about all things 2019 and 2020. Hashtag watch this space. But in the interim, you're now running around doing meetings, setting this up, setting that up. What's the big idea? What's going on?
The big idea is that I think that we live in a country that is advertised as not caring and disconnected. The news says that things aren't going well, and I'm here to tell you that there are incredible people doing their own thing, pushing an agenda of... We are so in a space of potential of people creating innovative solutions, but they're in silos. I'm in a position where I get to have workshops, I get to do presentations around the real needs of entrepreneurs outside of the startup ecosystem. So what happens before you enter the startup system? And what I find exciting is in this journey, I'm able to link certain activators, certain initiatives, certain businesses that are so involved in the operation of day to day that almost consider myself like an entrepreneurial diplomat.
Ooh,
where I go between these countries of ideas and introduce each other to each other. Yeah. And I'm finding that that's becoming very exciting, because we're all trying to do great things, but when we do it together, it becomes incredible.
Yes, I like where you're going there. I must say, one thing I've learned over the last couple of years being up here in sunny, sticky Johannesburg is that collaboration is key, isn't it?
Sure, it is. And I think that we need hello people. And if I can be in that position, I'm super privileged to be able to do that.
Okay, so expand upon it. Hello people.
So hello people would be...
Trademark pending.
Yeah. I would say that there needs to be more exciting relationships between the private and public space. I think that they need to play nicely together around entrepreneurial encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't necessarily think that everyone's ready to start a business, Dean. I think that... The national agenda of pushing that particular narrative of everyone needs to be an entrepreneur, I think it's going to very soon become almost what happened in America, where it becomes glamour. It becomes fashionable to be an entrepreneur, and a lot of people invest a lot of time and energy, and they don't really understand the framework of just selling, right? So I've got lots of people who come to me for mentorship, and they'll go, I have this idea, I want to do this. I'm like, all right, have you started? Have you ever sold anything? And they say no.
Yeah.
And if you can't understand the basics of business, they think that being an entrepreneur is having followers. They think being an entrepreneur is wanting to be a public speaker. So there are all these these peripheral activities that people think is entrepreneurship, but actually entrepreneurship is, can you sell something? In my world, can you sell something and make a difference at the same time? And those are the people that I kind of gravitate towards and I kind of connect with, such as yourself.
Oh, thank you very much. But I mean, I think the number one key out of all this, and we've dived straight into it, is the first thing you need to be able to sell is yourself, clearly, right? Your vision, your mind, your ideas, your thoughts. Getting a following, obviously, is important. But selling yourself, how important is that?
You know what, man? I think that in the South African context, if you think about the tenderpreneur processes, if you think about the national spectrum of entrepreneurship, I think that if you were to ask people what is an entrepreneur, it's someone who sells a product.
Yeah.
And my feeling around that is that that's fantastic, but not everyone has access to capital and not everyone has the infrastructure to be able to provide that product. So my push is, I'll tell you about this. There's a guy called Buthle Sitele, and I bring him up always because I think he is the case study for this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a young guy from Khayelitsha in Cape Town, and he wanted to become involved in film in some kind of way. And he got in touch with Sunshine Cinema, right?
Yeah.
And they do, they, I think it's a short and sweet festival. I'm paraphrasing, I'm telling a story in his behalf because I think he's amazing. Follow him, he's great. But what he did is he realized that, wait a minute, I love film. Film is not being shown in the township and it's not being shown with our language. And I think that what he started to do is he started to build a business that does projections of these films. And he provided a service.
Yeah.
And I think that we forget that if we can help 10 people, if we can help 20 people, that's a way to make a living.
Yeah.
I've spent most of my 20s helping between 5 or 10 people at a time, and I've been really happy.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people that operate that way. We don't have to sell 1,000 products to be able to not drown.
Yeah.
And I think that if we start looking at, my work really is about who are you? What do you care about? How do you wish the world could change? And then to start creating opportunities for people to stand with you in that journey. And that's a way in which you can make money, by helping them in that way. Sorry to interrupt.
No, please, carry on. I'm loving this. Okay, now, not only do you have one hell of a following and sit here and do all of your social media and talks, and I know you've got big plans for the future, but you're also an author.
Sure. So I started a way of thinking around working with creatives, especially recording artists, when I was about 25, 26, which I called artist development, just because the service itself didn't exist. And the idea for me was that there's so many people in the pop space, the hip-hop space, where there's such a focus on just creating hits. And often these hits are written by people who've never met the artist, and the music's written by people that have never met the artist, and there's this whole infrastructure around it that it's sometimes not very personal. And I kind of go, if you're so bold to want to be an artist, to have a life of creativity, that you have an opportunity to grow as an individual via your art. But sometimes being that self-aware is not always possible. So I became like a coach for the recording industry, and I worked with SAMA award winners, I worked with Grammy award winners, and in that way, I helped them engage with themselves in a way that influenced their product.
Yeah.
And at my thinking at the time was, who's got the most attention in the country? It's recording artists.
Yeah.
So now what I've done is, I did that for 4 years, and at the beginning of that, I started writing a book called How I Made Up My Job, which is how I could put together all of my interests in one particular service offering, which is, I studied as a strategic marketer. I went on and I then started doing transformational workshops and weekends around the youth, and so emotional development and working with people one-on-one. I was an au pair for 2 years, incredible experiences, and then how to turn that into something that I can bring my songwriting background, working in music, in one service offering. Because I think that that's what we want. We want to go, I'm three-dimensional. I'm not just one thing. And how can I bring all of my interests into something that I can do every day so I don't get bored, I don't get complacent, I feel engaged, and all of the things that make me beautiful gets to find its way into my service every single day.
So it's the full package, the passion, and obviously the idea of what all of us entrepreneurs chase is kind of the unicorn approach of making something impactful, but at the end of the day, living out that dream and following that passion.
We want to be happy, man. So for me, How I Made Up My Job, which is available on my website, rianfree.co.za, it'll be delivered right to your door. For me, it is about how do we face this world where everything is changing, the rules no longer exist, and how can we combine everything that makes us powerful and all of our potential in a way that truly helps the people that are just like us.
Loving it. So, how I made up my job on rianfree.com.
Co.za.
Co.za, sorry, probably South African. And go and check that out. So, Rian, I know you've got a great social media following. How do people follow you or find you?
Sure. So the easiest way, if you have any questions about anything I've just said, is that don't just follow me. DM me with your questions. It's at RianFreeZA. The best place to find me is Instagram.
There we go. So let's keep it interactive, fun, lighthearted, inspirational, and educational. So guys, everyone out there, you want to get hold of Rian Faree, do DM him on Instagram. He's very active. It's fantastic having you in the studio. So thank you so much for joining us.
What a pleasure.
He flew all the way here for this radio interview.
Just for this. It's amazing. It's very special.
We love it. We love it. So guys, that's me, Dean Buerta, here on Inspired Youth SA. Of course, proudly brought to you by the wonderful people at CliffCentral.com as well as Pride Factor. Coming up in the not-so-distant future, we've got the Innovation Summit South Africa happening in Cape Town at the Cape Town Stadium from the 12th to the 14th of September. So go and check that out. Summer's just around the corner, but other than that, we will be announcing our University Roadshow, Holding Thumbs, with Student Entrepreneurship Week 2018. Should be visiting a university near you soon. Other than that, from myself, Dean Buerta, I'm going to check out because I'm going to hand over Mr. Silky Voice himself, Mr. Kenneth Molefe. Hello, sir. Welcome.
Great. Hello.
Listen Thank to you that for having voice. Me. What do you mean having you? You're more like having me. You've taken over the show. I'm loving it. And of course, the one and only Zarif Minty, Forbes Top 30, Under 30. Are you still under 30?
Still under 30, yeah.
You son of a... Anyway. Okay, 24, so 24.
Yeah, 24. Getting old now.
Sorry, but shut up. Okay, so Zarif and Kenneth are your original hosts. They're going to be taking over the show from here on in. From myself, Dean Buerta from Rian Faree.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you very much. We'll catch you again soon. Ciao, bye-bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, my absolute pleasure one more time. This is the Inspire Youth Essay here on Cliff Central. And you know, take some time to check out our website on www.cliffcentral.com. Download our app on Play Store, cliffcentral.com, and check out our social media handles, man. Take some time to do that. Instagram, cliffcentral.com, and Facebook, Inspire Youth SA and The Pride Factor. And on Twitter, Inspire Youth SA, I'm Kenneth Molefe, and I'm with the incredible Zarif. How are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you, Kenneth?
I'm awesome.
Good.
I wake up to this every Monday.
Yeah, I'm very excited to be on Inspired Youth SA. I think it's one of my highlights of the week, you know, without a doubt.
Yeah.
But I want you guys also to spend some time, just engage with us. You know, Rian Faree just came on a few minutes ago with Dean. And,
That's right.
He's such an inspirational young guy. So if you have any questions for him, if you have any engagement with him, engage with us on hashtag Inspired Youth SA. And let us know how you feel about the interview. How did it go? What do you think of him as a person? I mean, he's doing exceptionally well. He has over 50,000 followers
amazing
on Instagram.
On social media, yeah.
Doing amazing work. In a business sense, he's an entrepreneur. But again, let's move away from entrepreneurship. Let's touch on something very important. It's still Women's Month.
Yeah.
It's still a beautiful month. We're still celebrating all of our beautiful women, all
That's
amazing,
right.
strong women
yeah.
in South Africa.
Yeah.
So we're actually going to be chatting to a 17-year-old, Kenneth.
Mm.
You know all about her. She actually
yeah.
won Miss South Africa.
Yeah.
Plus size.
Yeah.
Let's actually get into contact with her. We're actually going to get on the line now. And then, Kenneth, yeah, let's have the conversation with her. Let's go.
That's right. And ladies and gentlemen, that's Bukhali. And I'm telling you, you will be inspired. You'll be inspired. And we're going to have her now. You know what? Sometimes you have to say, excuse me, excuses, and get things happening. And this is the woman, absolutely, who's making things happen.
I'm very excited. I mean,
yeah.
I was following her on social media for a while, and she achieved so much, you know, like she's 17 years old. She's such a strong pioneer,
yeah.
and such a change maker
mm-hmm.
at her age, you know. It's really, really inspirational. I'm looking forward to the conversation with her. I think
yeah.
the fact that they have a platform like Miss South Africa Teen Plus Size
yeah.
is a beautiful thing. I think we need
incredible.
More of that.
I think it's incredible. You know, for women to appreciate and also embrace their physical pulchritudes, it's so refreshing.
Yeah. So we have online now.
Yeah.
Let's actually get into contact with her. Let's speak to her.
But Lali, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
Great. I'm so excited to talk to you here. You are on Cliff Central and they inspire you. They say, darling, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. It's so exciting to have you on. This is Women's Month.
Thank you.
And you are such an inspiration. And I know and I know a lot of women are listening and they're wondering, what motivates you? What's driving you? Can you share with our listeners?
What motivated me?
Yeah, what's driving you? What's your motivation?
Well, my motivation came actually from my mom.
Incredible.
So she's a very determined woman and mm-hmm. always telling me to strive to my goals and work harder. You know, my family are always there to support me and they always push me to work harder.
Mm. But Lale, you know, a lot of young women are, you know, they're between the ages of 15 and 24, and it's Women's Month now, and you know, women are all being celebrated in South Africa, but we don't spend enough time celebrating, you know, our school women, our women that are, our young girls that are still in school that are going to become strong, powerful women. I believe you're in grade 11 at the moment, but you've already taken leadership roles to now become, you know, Miss South Africa teen plus size. What does the title mean to you? Why is it so important that you actually called Miss South Africa teen plus size?
Wow, okay. It is, well, I believe that it is important. This title of mine is very important because I feel that as a plus size winner, I am, I'm supposed to empower and, you know, to motivate other young girls and
That's
to
right.
make them believe, to have better visions, you know, and to always work harder. Because I remember, you I was once face attacked on Facebook because somebody commented that I'm promoting obesity and wow. It was really, really hard when I saw that comment. But you know what? I told myself that, you know what, Bukhali? You are motivation to other girls out there, and you need to stay determined. You know, don't let this That's comment right. ruin who you are yeah. and what you're going to strive for.
Yeah.
Work harder. There will always be such comments. And, you know, I told myself, girl, you're going to do this.
Kenneth, you know, like, I mean, just speaking about what Botlala just said now, I mean, how many times do we get messages from people just saying things that are ridiculous, you know?
It's just insane.
Yeah.
It's just insane.
Botlala, just touching on something, right, I think it's very important, and I think you being, you know, someone who can become an ambassador and a leader for South Africa, you're 17 years old, you're a strong woman, we can just hear it in the conversation right now, you're someone who's going to really, you know, inspire a lot of people in the future, but there's a lot of young girls right now that don't have the confidence that you have, you know, like maybe some of them might take that post that they got on social media and take it in a really, really bad way. What advice do you have for all the young women out there? You know, young women between the ages of 15 and 24, you know, they don't have the confidence you have. What advice do you have for them right now in South Africa?
Well, I would advise them, you know, to always believe in themselves and not be scared of failure and rejection. Because success can come at any age, and you always need to be patient that when you fail, your time will come. It's just a lesson that you need to strive harder, work harder, keep going, no matter what.
Kenneth actually wanted you in studio today. I'm not going to lie. He was so excited to have you in studio. He really wanted you to be here. We know you're in Bloemfontein at the moment.
Yeah.
Kenneth, yeah, I mean...
I wanted to be graced by your presence, darling. You know what? I need to say this. I think you are the designer's regional. You never have to be anybody else.
Ooh.
You gotta be yourself, because I think you're such a virtuous woman of elegance. You know, even just how you project your brand is just amazing. I think it speaks of great vision, because, you know, what I tell people is that, you know, a brand is actually vision and projection. And I think you really, really are the personification of exactly that. So big ups to you.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people are motivated by you.
But Lale, I know you speak a lot about this and I want to touch on it. I think it's a beautiful thing. I mean, I've never heard a 17-year-old have the mindset that she has, right? So I've received some of your content because I do follow you on social media, and I saw that you're a strong advocate for women to have equal rights. You know, you want women to be able to be paid the same once they start working. If they're in a corporate job, males and females should be earning the same amount of money if they're doing the same job. I mean, a 17-year-old, Kenneth, for them, you know, for a 17-year-old to have this mindset. But Lale, what made you think this way? I don't get it. Like, you know, you're 17, you haven't been exposed to the corporate life right now. You don't know how it is to work yet. But like, how do you have this mindset at such a young age?
Well, to have this mindset of mine. Well, actually, it came from my parents, you know. They always told me to also read books, you know. They always keep me pushing, always keep reading. And they always update me what is going on out there. My mom always tell me, what's the news? Tell me what is going on. And she's always asking me things. So then she told me that one thing about me is that I always need to ask questions. Let's say I see a statement or something. I always need to ask. Be curious, you know. Always ask questions. Is that? Why? What's going on? So yeah, it came from that.
You know, I was looking and thinking about South Africa, and I was saying that we have so many South African women that are powerful and beautiful, people that are role models, you know, to us. The likes of even, I mean, someone like a Bonang can teach you so much, you know, by her elegance and her class. But Lale, in your setting, I mean, who's the one role model for you? Who's a South African role model for you when it comes to women in South Africa? And why?
It would be Basutswana Khumalo.
Yeah, amazing.
Because she is such a strong woman. Oh, she means the world. She is so strong and she is determined to what she needs and she cares for other people.
Amazing.
So that's why I love her so much.
Incredible.
I think we need to set that up, Kenneth. I think we need to. Have you ever met her before?
We need to have you here.
Have you met her before?
No, I haven't.
Kenneth will set that up for you.
Yeah, we'll get that sorted. We need to get that sorted. You know what? The capacity to enjoy, to endure uncertainty propels for great possibilities. And even in the midst of the criticism, because people are still, you know, caught up within the parameters of old ideas that, you know, whoever gets to be a model has to be thin and petite and all of that. I think it's incredible that you are facing that now, and you're going to grow with that. I think you're going to grow with that, and it's going to make you great, 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 great. And many more people are going to be able to celebrate who you are. All right. So it's really incredible. It's really, really incredible. And you know what I say? I say that you have actually, you know, delayed gratification. All right. But it's not denied. You know, it's not denied. The fact that, you know, it's a bit, you know, a complex now, because some people still don't get it, does not mean that you have failed. You know, you are an incredible, credible inspiration. What would you say to the women of South Africa today?
Well, to the women of South Africa, I want to tell them that, you know what, always believe in yourself and stay determined. And, you know, just because you're a woman, it doesn't mean you don't have the power to lead. You know, we are strong. And I feel that we need to stand for each other and support each other, you know, and let other women also grow and so that we can all succeed.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. I needed to breathe on that. I really need to breathe on that. So basically, what this lovely young lady is saying is that, number one, you got to understand yourself. You need to figure out what motivates you. Get paid for what you love doing. And this is what she's doing. She's growing to be one of the most incredible brands in this country. Invest in your long time, you know, learning in the context of what you do. Have high expectations. She's expecting a whole lot. And I cannot wait to have you, you know, on our TV screens and you know, branded billboards and all of that.
You're going
thick boned, you know, thick madame kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
But Lale, I just wanna get a bit of advice from you as well. You know, a lot of women right now, a lot of them suffer from an issue of self-worth, right? And it happens to guys as well, but it happens particularly to women.
That's
also
right.
Confidence issues is something that affects a lot of women. We're living in a space now with social media where you know how it is on social media, right? But like, it's all about having the nicest cars, being in the biggest houses, showing the most skin, you know what I mean?
Instagram life.
Instagram life, and that gets you the more likes, and it gets you more followers, and then you become famous. So we're all in this whole pressurized state of following all of that. But there's a lot of women right now that are beautiful women and are strong women, but they just don't have the confidence and they don't feel it necessary for them to go onto Instagram and, you know, show their whole bodies on there. What advice or what tips do you have for women to build up their confidence in South Africa? What would you recommend women do to build up their confidence?
You know what? First, I would actually, it starts with accepting yourself. You need to accept.
Amazing.
Accept who you are and what you are. then from there it grows on, and then you can be a complete success, you know. And, you know, start loving yourself. It all starts with self-love, you know. And then when you love yourself, you'll be able to embrace the energy. Who are you? You'll exactly be able to tell the people what is Bukhali actually, what is she determined for and all that. So it starts with self-love. Start loving yourself, you know, and believe in yourself.
Amazing. Wow. Amazing. All right. Listen. I am so honored to be talking to you. And I think big ups to your mom. You raised pretty well, and I think you're just motivated and empowered in the most amazing, amazing way.
Yeah, but before she goes, we need to get her social media handles. A lot of young women would want to follow her on Instagram. Yeah. What are your social media handles, Bukhali?
On Facebook, it's Bukhali Moholo. On Instagram and on Twitter, it's just Bukhali _Moholo, yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, thank you so much, Bukhali. We really do appreciate having you on the show. And hopefully next time you can actually join us in studio. We would really love to have you in studio, you know, for you to actually join us. I know you're in Bloemfontein at the moment, but you have to come through. Kenneth is going to organize that meet and greet with, what's her name again?
What's her name again?
Basisana Khumalo.
Basisana Khumalo. Yeah, okay. Incredible. Woo-wee! Incredible. Amazing. You know what? Keep it up. And you know what? Get things done and keep running with what you have. It's just amazing. It's just so amazing. And continue to express gratitude. It helps people adopt the great attitude around you. I think I'm inspired and I'm definitely your follower. Do not be shaken by flattery or criticism, but embrace both. It's a break in into growth. We love you so much.
Thank you for having me so much on the show. Thank you.
Yeah, and that's to inspire you to say on Cliff Central.
Let's take a bit of a break and we'll come back.
Yeah.
This is CliffCentral.com.
They inspire you as say on Cliff Central with Zarif Minty and the Kenneth Malefe. My absolute pleasure to be here, man. Incredible, incredible time. I have an incredible producer right behind me, dealing with my technicalities and all of that. When the mic goes off, I don't really care. I just keep on speaking, but he makes it happen. Hey, man. Zarif, how you doing?
I'm good, Kenneth. I'm good. There's a lot happening over the next few days. I just want to make a few announcements.
Yeah.
Don't forget, it's still National Entrepreneurship Week. So if you are a corporate, if you are someone who owns a business, go and find your nearest young person, young entrepreneur, and go and support their business.
That's also right.
If you are a young entrepreneur, look for opportunities, man. It's still the month of opportunities. Every day is an opportunity, but this is a month where people are out there to assist you and work with you as much as they can. So go out there as a young entrepreneur and find these opportunities. I also want to let people know about a Red Walk that's happening, which is all in support to get women more sanitary towels.
Yeah.
You know, it's an issue in South Africa. It's an issue all around the world, especially in your African countries where a lot of women don't have access to sanitary towels.
That's right.
So they're having a 5K Red Walk happening on the 26th of August, 2018. Starts at 7:30. It's going to happen at the Johannesburg Zoo. And people are going to do 5Ks and they're going to obviously then support the initiative. What you can do is bring through sanitary towels and support the initiative, or you can bring through finances as well, which is money, and then just buy some sanitary towels at the event, and then support the campaign. And all you do is then run for 5 kilometers, form part of the atmosphere, the environment there, and then you know you did your little bit to actually assist women in having access to sanitary towels. So it happens again on the 26th of August 2018 at 7:30 in the morning, which is a Saturday morning at the Johannesburg Zoo. So please do come through if you are, you know, in support of these things. A lot of young people, a lot of old people love supporting these concepts. So I love running, so I'm going to definitely want to be part of something like this. Also, don't forget that we're coming into Heritage Month. It's coming in very soon. So a lot of you guys out there that are who believe in arts and crafts, who, you know, want to actually do things in that sphere, or already are in that industry, please get into contact with us. We want to profile you on the show. So if you are like a bead worker, if you're a bead maker, if you're someone who can, you know, create, if you're a painter, for example, and you paint high quality exclusive paintings, or whatever it is, get into contact with us. We want young people on the show that are doing phenomenal things. But yeah, just touching on One more thing in particular, Kenneth. Also, we just released the Daily Mint out. I know we spoke
about
it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, incredible.
But now we've actually released the show concept out. So everyone go on to www.dailymint.co.za and you can have a look at some of the latest news on there. You guys can also form part of that. We have an e-commerce site on there, so you can buy t-shirts, you can buy my book, you can buy tickets to the latest events that we have. So get into contact with us and yeah, let's take it from there, man.
Let's get it happening. It is the inspirational show with Zarif Minty, Inspire Youth SA. So I wanted to just take some time with Zarif Minty to just share some of the few principles. How do you transform your life to move from ordinary to extraordinary? Number one, understand yourself. Know who you are. And if you know who you are, then you'll definitely be able to define the kind of craft that is put together for you. You need to figure out what motivates you and what is it that you were born for. Find purpose and put together your vision.
Yeah, I think number two would be get paid for what you love to do.
Yeah.
So a lot of people out there are in corporate jobs and a lot of them are not really happy with what they're
doing
at the moment. Yeah. And they're just forced by a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
I would highly recommend that if you do feel that way, a lot of people love corporate though. If you love corporate, stay in there, do the best you can, become
make
the CEO, become the managing
there.
Director, do whatever you want. But if you're not happy in the workspace that you're at right now, become what you want to become. Believe in your passions, believe in whatever motivates you, like what Kenneth said in number one, and you'll get paid for what you actually love to do, which is the most fulfilling thing ever.
That's right. Number three, have high expectations. And that is, you must dream big. Do not be afraid to dream. You know what? If your dream is not giving you a nightmare, go back to sleep and dream again. Dream big. Break open and just make things happen. And that's number three.
Yeah, number four says invest in lifelong learning. So one of the most important things I can tell you as an entrepreneur, as a corporate, as a learner at school, you're always learning. You never know enough. Even when you're 85 years old, you're still learning. Remember,
That's
you can learn things
That's
not
right.
only from books. You can learn things from YouTube. You can learn things from other people that you meet. Open up your ideologies. Do not just think that everything's in a book and that you have to learn things traditionally. Go out there, use the resources that you have and keep on learning. That's going to make you very successful.
That's right. And to add on what Zarif was saying, you can never get anything beyond the quality of what you know. The quantity of what you know equates to the quality of what you know. And number five, be financially independent. That make you pay for bubble. You know what? Being broke is not sexy at all. It's not sexy at all. So you gotta be financially independent. And that means make it happen. Make sure that you get your cash flow in place and money is running. If you're doing something and you're not getting paid for it yet, refine it and put it together in such a way that somebody will put money to it.
Beautiful. Number six says, deal equally well with success and failure. This is a really important tip. A lot of people give up after failing once or twice.
Yeah.
Failure is one of the recipes for success. If you don't have failure in your recipe, you will never become successful.
Yeah.
The most successful people in the world have failed 150 times before they succeeded once. So keep on failing until you succeed. That's how the whole process works. Keep failing, keep failing, keep learning. Before you know it, you'll be the best at what you can do.
My goodness. Number seven, work hard. There's no excuse to this one. Never tell somebody that you're not working. You got to find your work. You can never be broke if you have found your work. Get things done and make sure that whatever you have to do is happening and it's done and you're working on it and you're making sure that you're bringing forth productivity.
This is so powerful, guys. So remember, these are the seven tips to transform your life from ordinary to extraordinary. Engage with us. Let us know what you think of our seven tips. Do you think it's good? Do you like it? Does any of them resonate with you? Just engage with us on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook at #InspiredYouthSA. And I know Kenneth always has this gem of a thing at the end of our shows. It's a gift to us. I know he's going to be doing another poem now.
Yeah, on entrepreneurship.
I'm excited. I want to hear this. Are you ready, Kenneth?
Incredible. Inspire You This Say, man, on Cliff Central. We'll be back just now with the poetry. And these are Chronicles of Entrepreneurship with Kenneth Malefe. The name of the poem is referred to Beyond Measure. Breaking the breaking of wells, the multiplicity of streams, fountains beyond measure, broken are the vessels of eternity due to such treasure. Desires of heart longing for a supply according to the riches of awesome splendor. Incredible is the shoreless supply. The wealth of the rich happens to be the poor. Dreams and visions captured in their core. Enduringly strong, entirely abundant and exceedingly bountiful is the ideas of the weak turned into ideals of the rich. Broken, shattered by insufficiency cannot be he who has found his work. The reapers break open. The gates of the reapers break open for the hungry and the thirsty. The sphere of time beyond the third trimester, pregnant with opportune moments. The pleroma of life-changing events. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. For them that pursue every moist of the promise of rain are drained from strength and never get to enjoy even just the smell of wealth. Beyond measure, greater than pleasure, no pressure, just the baton of great treasure. Today, tomorrow is tomorrow I talked about and could be the day of increase, the breaking of limits, the plethora of the open possibilities, realities that can be handled by the hands of man. It's all beyond measure. If you ever feel it's impossible, never disturb those who are doing it, or be the I am that's full of possible. Beyond measure. And that is my inside treasure. Chronicles with Kenneth Malefe. Love you. This is Cape Central. Here on the Inspire You This Day.
Okay, guys, don't forget to get into contact with us. Engage with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Mm-hmm. Kenneth, normally we have a guest to end the show off with.
That's
us.
Right.
But now we're just going to do it together. So we're going to say inspired together.
Yeah.
I hope you guys are having a phenomenal day. Have an exceptional day. Have an inspired day. And always keep yourself
inspired. Hallelujah.
This is CliffCentral.com.